government.
Just as we had no one language, we also had no one form of government, though many throughout history were advertised as imperfect, but the best ever devised.
Monarchy.
Monarchy spoke to our primal desire for the alpha male, who would fight off our enemies, make decisions for us, and tear out our throats if we challenged them. Of course, we did try to dress it up a bit. The Greek thinker Plato envisioned an ideal society ruled by philosopher kings, enlightened guardians who would steer the ship of state with wisdom and justice. This happened exactly zero times. The most common path to the throne was hereditary succession, which was, frankly, a bit of a crapshoot.
Communism.
Many people believed the ideal society should maximize human happiness by treating all people as absolute equals. This system, under which millions were enslaved and murdered, was called communism. It was premised on the belief that private property should be abolished and that poverty could be eliminated if everyone worked as well as they could and consumed nothing excessive. This was expressed in the maxim, from each according to his ability to each according to his need, which aptly set the stage for a form of government that excelled in producing a bounty of cumbersome maxims. In the middle of the 19th century, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels wrote the Communist Manifesto, the theoretical paper on which communism looked really good. In it, they spelled out both a descriptive class-based theory of history and a prescriptive theory of political and social equality, which would come to have a profound influence on stoned college sophomores for centuries to come.
Have you ever thought how crazy it is that, like, there's so much stuff? But some people have a lot of stuff, like way more than they need. And then other people don't even have enough to live with dignity, right? Shit, man, it's not fair. It's no wonder that the guys who don't have anything are totally pissed at the rich guys who are basically, like, hoarding the stuff they need. That's the whole history of the world, you know? Those guys being mad at those other guys, and sometimes they get really mad and just fucking take what's theirs, you know? That happens over and over again forever. But it doesn't belong to them any more than it belonged to the other guy. It belongs to everyone. We all work hard. Hey man, pass me that shit. Hold up. Whoa, what are we talking about? You won't order a pizza? If I order a pizza, you'll have some though, right? Sure, I'll get some crazy bread. We should get some crazy bread. Why is it called crazy bread? Like it doesn't make you crazy. You know, like if it made you crazy, then it's crazy bread, but it makes you full. Cause it's delicious bread. They should call that shit delicious bread.